This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Tom and Mikey for breakfast, and we've got a very, very special guest. You would have heard about it on social medias and
it's
the like.
It's me, Tom.
No, it's not.
Tom, ex-reality star, unemployed, looking for any job out there. Yeah, is that what we're talking
about? Find me on LinkedIn. No, we've got Anthony Collier in the studio.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
We're very excited. Australia's biggest, smallest. International star.
Oh, please, you know. Biggest wanker. That's exactly.
Oh, no, we've got a good competition this morning with all of us. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem.
I not get the memo about the wanking competition?
No, it was going to be a surprise.
Oh,
we ruined it.
Sorry.
I'm so excited because I've got Clear on my side of the desk, and we're out to get this little 20-year-old millennial. He arrived this morning in tears, Anthony, before you got here. He comes down on a skateboard. He thinks
Who rides a skateboard?
Oh, come. That's not the worst of it. That's normal.
We'll get to the worst of it then.
He's coming down. He likes to do his little jumps off the gutters, you know, and thinks he grabs his board. Yeah. And he went head down. So he's been showing us all his little gashes this morning.
Wound. It's a flesh wound. I'm in pain. Hey, and if you want to help me, why don't you donate? Why don't you become a member?
No, you don't take the money, though.
I'll get a cut, surely. But someone did do something. Who was it? It was Glenn Huntley. He's a member. Congratulations.
Can I just stop you for a moment?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
What have I done?
I know you're young and I know you're not the smartest tool in the shed. I mean, you're the prettiest tool in the room. Let me tell you that now. But you're not the smartest tool here. Her name is Emily and she's from Glenn Huntley.
No.
Hello, Glenn Huntley. Her name is Emily. Congratulations, Emily, who has now become our first member for our, like, little
in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And also, so sorry, Emily. Lovely Emily has given us a donation on top of her membership. Well done. So now she's in for the daily prize, which is the 13-day trip to New Zealand, the major prize, $1,000 for the dentist, plus as well as go and see Mr. Collier here.
Yep.
So what she's in for at the concert this year? So we're a bit of an Anthony Collier unplugged.
It's unplugged, it's unfiltered. So essentially I get myself into trouble every night that I walk on stage because, you know, that part between my mouth and my head that doesn't have a filter and then add the Italian thing to it, I just totally get myself into trouble. My mum came to the first show last weekend and I got a full-on, you know, I got told off after the show because I told stories about her that she was mistaken as a prostitute once and she went out with my dad. And they asked him questions about have you paid for her? But she loves that.
she must have been damn well gorgeous. Do you know what I mean?
Long story short, my brother had a gig at the ESPY, and my mum was so excited that her son, my brother Matt, had this, you know, gig at the ESPY and went downstairs. She'd never been to the ESPY before. This is before the whole renos. And so she got dressed up, little mini skirt, boobs out, you know, sparkles,
that
everything.
Like a hooker in St. Kilda.
Correct. And they basically questioned my dad at the entrance. The security said,
oh my God.
Have you paid for her to be here tonight? And my mum didn't know what the hell was going on. And so she got mistaken for a hooker.
Well, yeah. Oh my God. No wonder she got mad. How many people go to your concerts? I'd be so mad.
I want to know how come I've been to the ESPY plenty of times and no one's ever propositioned me as a hooker. That is so rude.
Because you look cheap and nasty.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to get along so well.
Anthony, we were perusing through the Instagrams the other day.
Stalking.
Of course, we had to.
Andy is a stalker. That's why we call him Creepy Andy, the producer over there. He is the biggest stalker.
Look at his face. He's just in the corner like, no.
Yep.
I'm not.
He's owning it.
Look, we saw something that was, we were talking about it before. It was quite interesting. It was ab therapy. How do we describe
ab therapy? I like how you say that.
I looked at it as a cheap way to get abs. You know, I've been hustling in the gyms. I've been doing my crunches. But you've been going to...
I haven't.
Yet.
I haven't yet. My husband, Tim, is the guinea pig for it. He's been getting M-Sculpt done. So he had his last treatment yesterday. It's a four-treatment process. You have to get it done every 2-3 days within a 2-week process. And essentially, it builds the muscle and kills the fat cells at the same time. It's the only machine in the country. So yes, I have a very vain husband. And clearly, you know, I want him to have abs. And so hopefully within about 3 weeks' time, they are totally there and we'll be in Europe and he's got his top off and he just looks hotter than what he is, because that's the polite thing
so
to say.
So this is a bit of a, like a upgrade on the fat blaster that you can get on TV where you put the little pads on your stomach and it goes...
It's nothing like the fat blaster. I don't think that fat blaster actually works.
No. Sounds like a paid promotion at this day.
Well, you know, Dr. Tass does look after us. You know, when you get to a certain age, you know, you need your work done in your face, let alone your abs.
I'm turning 51 this year. Do you recommend it's time for me to get Botox?
I recommended that you should have got it done about 20 years ago, love. I started at 28.
At 28, I was a single parent with 3 children. I couldn't afford anything. Yeah. I bet the best I used to get was the nightly cream. Yeah.
What's a nightly? What is that? It's just like a moisturiser?
It's
the one that you get from the chemist that really doesn't work.
Well, no. It was usually the bit that I found in the tissue on the side of the bed. I was poor. I was a single parent.
Hence why you look so fabulous now.
Thank you, Ben. Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
Your pores look amazing. All that cum came in handy.
But we've been looking at lots of your Instagram pages. You know, there's been pictures of... I think it was when you guys brought out your last album. There was lots of little naked pictures of you guys on the lounge.
But they're heavily filtered.
Yeah. I think last week I saw you peeing in some...
The peeing?
Me?
What?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys were peeing out in some winery.
Yeah, we were. You know more than me. Well, we're fertilising the grapes.
That was very good.
We're in the Yarra Valley.
But I want to know how much will the Kalea household not share? Because it seems to be everything is open slather on social media. Is there something that you two would not share?
So you know what gets us in trouble? Alcohol. Because essentially after a few glasses of something, then we end up getting a little bit looser and then the Instagram comes out and then my mum calls me in the morning and said, why did you have to post that? And so at 36, I still get in trouble by my mum. we share a little bit too much on social media, but hey.
See, yeah. I'm really lucky because my hubby doesn't drink.
Right.
So when I
drink... How does that work? How does he put up with you?
I don't know. It's not my problem. I don't care. To be honest, like, that's not my issue. But it's really good because when I've had a few drinks, all social media to me disappears. He takes computers off me, does everything.
Really?
Because I've been in trouble a lot of times. I think I'm hilarious. I think, that'll be so funny.
What have you posted? That's...
just nasty shit. I think I don't mean to do it.
So you're a nasty one on social media.
No, I think it's funny. In my mind, I think it's hilarious. Mm. But when you wake up in the morning, you're ready, you think, that went a bit far.
Hey, can I interrupt Tom and Mikey for 2 seconds? Because I've been texting Tim, and we do an auto-renewal of our membership each and every year. So that just makes it easier for us, so we don't forget, which you can do as well. So when you do your membership online, can you just do an auto-renewal? You can.
Great.
So there you go. But I've just been texting Tim, and we'll just throw in another donation this morning on behalf of me and Tim. We're going to throw in $1,000.
Oh, yay! My goodness.
Is that all right?
Where was my celebration team?
There's your celebration thing.
That is definitely all right.
I got Tim out of bed, and I'm like, okay. Because I have no idea how to get into the accounts, so he's going to have to do it for me. But
are you a bit like that in... You're very similar in your relationship with Tim as I am with my partner. Like, he takes care of things, mm-hmm. he organises, he makes sure that
I keep the house clean.
Oh, so you do that?
I keep the... I'm like a little wog mother. I'm with the bleach. You can basically eat off our floors.
Well, I bring a cleaner in a couple of times a week so I don't have to do anything.
No, I've got a cleaner as well.
We do need to say thank you to Anthony who put away all these hours this morning to come in to help us. It means a lot to us, and I know it means a lot to the Joy listeners to know that both you and your lovely hubby have always supported Joy, and
of course, we
know you're there to keep it going, and that's why we're going to always keep supporting you.
Oh, thank you, and we'll support you. Thanks for having me this morning. It's been fun.
Hey, look, we do want to know, make sure you're all going to Anthony Clear's website. He's playing all around the country in the next couple of months. There's concerts going on everywhere from one Bogan town to the...
Don't call them Bogan town. It's a regional tour.
Horsham. No one's listening to him, Horsham. It's okay. I can say that.
You know that.
Hey, Horsham.
We love you, Horsham.
We do.
Horsham, I'm there on Saturday. Come to the show.
Then you go, Horsham, Ballarat, you're all great. Anthony, you can find him, Anthony Cleo, on Instagram. There's plenty of lovely content. A little bit risque. If you get a couple of wines into him, it might be a little saucier.
I know. The clothes come off.
We're in the final push of Radiothon. The lovely Jess Window comes in to take over for Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. She's going to stomp us in the numbers, I can guarantee it.
No, she's not. No, she's not. No.
We're going to sit out there on the outside and, like, every time one comes in, we'll take it away from her. She made it in. Yeah.
Post it to our Instagram or something.
Through the heart.
Anyone would think there's a competition. We don't get nothing for the more members we bring in. It's just an internal competition to beat the other
shows.
I love
that the whole vibe is about sharing the love, but you take completely different approach.
Yeah. Sweetheart, I share the love. It's not always...
No, you just take the love. Oh, that's it. You're a taker.
You've seen my Grindr account.
Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.